Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose, and we are back for another episode of footballpredictions.net Spanish La Liga podcast covering games from the 22nd to the 24th of November 2024, and you can see all the details for the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition in the universe.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Simply look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gambler aware.
Kicking off with Getafe, 17th, to take on Real Valladolid, who are down in 19th. It kicks off on Friday, the 22nd of November, 8 p.m. UK time kickoff, and you can find your local kickoff time, game odds, and available broadcast streaming channels for the match on, of course, footballpredictions.net's page for this game. And you can live stream this one, like all of them in La Liga, on Bet365. We recommend that because it's live, free, and free of subscription. And you use our bonus code FP365 if you're a new joiner. Well, Getafe haven't got a lot to cheer about, but nor have Real Valladolid.
No, Valladolid currently in 19th, though, in the relegation zone. But yeah, like you said, Getafe just 1 point above them at the bottom of La Liga. Now Getafe all season just recorded one win. That was a home win, a 2-0 home win against Alaves. That was a home win that we actually predicted here on Football Predictions, because we said 1-0, which meant Getafe win and under 2.5 goals. And guess what? It ended 2-0 to Getafe in that game. Now, since then, they've had 3 draws, all ended 1-1, and 2 defeats, which are the 2 most recent matches. A 1-0 defeat at Celta Vigo, which we predicted the outcome of. We said Celta Vigo were going to win that one. And then we had an under 2.5 prediction in the most recent game, which was at home to Girona, which ended in a 1-0 defeat. If we look at Real Valladolid, yeah, almost a very similar story. Two wins all season, one at home at the very beginning against Espanyol, and then also a win against Alaves. And of course, Alaves, one of those teams that are also not exactly struggling. They said 15th, but yeah, they would probably have been disappointed to have lost to these two. Most recent game before the international break for Valladolid, we had a both teams score prediction at home against Bilbao, and that ended 1-1. So we were in on that prediction. And then in the most recent away game in La Liga, that was away to Osasuna. We said Osasuna were going to beat Valladolid, and they did indeed beat them. They beat them 1-0 in the Copa del Rey. Valladolid also was away from home. They played Astur. They beat them 4-1. We said 3-0. So we had over 2.5 goals and a Valladolid win in that game. And then I think we also just have to mention that we did predict the outcome of the home game of Valladolid against Villarreal. But yeah, in this game, we are going big to one of the teams.
Yeah, we've decided to go mad. We've predicted a rare thrashing. And, drumroll please, the tip is actually over 2.5 goals. So we think there are going to be a lot of goals, but we think they're all going to belong to one team. Over 2.5 goals prediction, you can get odds of 2.75, which is very healthy. But yeah, for the correct prediction, we think Getafe will win. And odds of that at the moment are 1.7. So they're clearly favourites for this game. And the scoreline we've gone for is a huge 4-0. We think Getafe will really pour on the pain onto Real Valladolid at home and, make a proper meal out of them. And in fact, I know it's an outlandish prediction, but you can get a correct score prediction odds of 4-0 at odds of 29. So that would be incredible. So, you know, look at those correct scores. And if you see anything big around that, even if it's not 4-0, it's worth having a little nibble at because the rewards could be so good. So, The other odds for this game, just so you know, betting on a draw, you get 3.4. And if you go for Real Valladolid to win, you get 6. So they're clearly not favourites here. They're right out there. And, yeah, we think it might be one of those landslide games. That's what we're going for. And we'll see how it eventuates. 60% of you on our site, by the way, think Getafe to win. And only 23% Real Valladolid with the rest a draw. Next, we have Valencia down in 20th, who take on Real Betis in 7th. And this one is a 1 p.m. UK time kickoff on Saturday, 23rd November. Of course, visit our page on footballpredictions.net and you can see your local kickoff time betting odds, broadcast streaming channels tailored to yourself. And it is being streamed live on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it live, free and free of subscription. And, yeah, looking into this one, Valencia, well, they had a win back in September, but nothing since.
No, and that win was also the only win of the season. That was a 2-0 win at home to Girona, in a game where we actually said it was going to be under 2.5 goals. But anyway, since then, no wins for Valencia. And in fact, very few goals as well. Although they have picked up a few goals of late, they did score at Getafe, which gave them a 1-1 draw in La Liga. Now, Valencia has not actually played a game since the 27th of October. So that's nearly a month without a game as well. So they'll probably be eager to get back into action, and how or whether that's going to help them or not, it's going to be interesting to see. But yeah, most recent home game was a home defeat to Las Palmas, which would have been disappointing to them as well. They lost that game 3-2. But yeah, and they are up against the Real Betis side, who has actually played 3 matches in between Valencia's last game. And the most recent one was 2 weeks ago at home to Celta Vigo. We had both teams to score in that game and it ended 2-2. In the Conference League, we had Betis to beat Celje 2-1. Guess what? It ended 2-1. And then at Bilbao, we had another both teams to score prediction that went in. It ended 1-1. In the Copa del Rey, unsurprisingly, they played a low-ranked team, Girona. They beat them 6-1. And we had Betis to win that game. And then in the home game against Atletico Madrid in La Liga, we had an under 2.5 prediction. It ended 1-0 to Betis. So yeah, Betis overall of these two teams is definitely the informed side. They have just 1 defeat from the last 7, which was away to Sevilla, the local rivals, the civil derby. So that's always an interesting factor when you have to calculate the result of these games. But yeah, narrow wins for Betis. They've, in fact, of the 5 wins this season, they've only won 1 of those with more than 1 goal. So 4 wins with a 1 goal margin and 1 win, a home win against Leganés with a 2 goal margin. And that's something that we are factoring in when we are predicting the outcome of this one.
Yeah, and of course, Valencia haven't played, for so long because of this storm that brought in all that flooding. And so that had postponed some games. And, that's obviously would have an effect on everything, including the footballers. They'd be a bit rusty, we think. So, yeah, at home, we can't see them, coming back and winning again against Betis, but they might have a spirit. So this could be a tricky one to bet on. You know, if you're a sentimentalist, there might be something in there, some extra motivation for them, for their city. So we'll have to see how that goes, but we are predicting an under 2.5 goals game. And the odds of that are only 1.53. So not the best. We are also liking though a Real Betis win. You can get the better odds there of 2.6. And for a correct score, we've gone for a 1-0 away win to Betis. And we'll see how that goes. You can get odds of that of 7 or 6-1 in fractional at the moment. So next up, we've got Atletico Madrid, 3rd in the table, to take on Alaves, who are 15th. And this one's on Saturday, 23rd November, 3:15 in the UK. And, of course, on our page on footballpredictions.net, go there and you'll find your localized kickoff times, odds, TV channels and streaming services, one of which, of course, is Bet365, their live stream games from La Liga. And this one's no exception. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them to watch it live, free and free of subscription. You just have to have put in a unit of currency, any unit, and have placed a bet in the last 24 hours to watch that for free. So, yes, Atletico Madrid are kind of going along quite nicely after that shock loss against Betis back in October. But Alaves are maybe starting to sparkle a little bit themselves.
Yes and no. Let's start with Atletico Madrid, because we had a really great prediction last time on Atletico, because when they traveled to Mallorca, we said they were going to win 1-0, and guess what? It ended 1-0 to Atletico. They also had a surprising result at PSG, because they went to PSG and actually beat them 2-1 in the Champions League. And in the last home game in La Liga, which was before that PSG game, they beat Las Palmas 2-0 at home. We predicted Atletico to win that one. And we also predicted Atletico to travel to Vic in the Copa del Rey and beat them in a 2-0 win. But yeah, like you said, they lost to Betis 1-0. That is the only defeat, though, so far this season. We actually had under 2.5 goals in that game, and it actually came on the back of another defeat that they had in the Champions League at home to Lille, which was a little bit surprising as well. But overall, Atletico, they do have 3 wins from the last 4 in La Liga going into this game against Alaves. But yeah, Alaves, yes, they do have 2 wins from the last 3. But their last game, they did end up with a 3-0, quite a heavy defeat at Villarreal. Beat them 3-0, sorry. And that was a game where we said it was going to be a Villarreal win as well. So we had the outcome on that one. Then when we look at Alaves at home, and their most recent home game, they played Mallorca. And interestingly enough, we just had Atletico on a correct score prediction at Mallorca 1-0. And in the game prior to that, Mallorca was at Alaves, also lost 1-0. And guess what? We also predicted Alaves to win 1-0 in that game. That came on the back of 5 defeats. So we called that win against Mallorca after Alaves had 5 defeats in a row in the Liga. Going into this game, though, Alaves, it's going to be very hard for them. We're looking at 6 defeats from the last 7, and away from home, they've lost 6 out of 7 all season, and they lost the last 5 in a row. It's going to be very hard for them to go to Atletico and get something.
Yeah, probably will be. But let's focus on something else for the minute, and that's clean sheets. I not both teams to score. Now, the trend here for Alaves, at least, getting a clean sheet in a match is pretty clear. They've had, in the last 6 matches, there have been 5 times that's happened. So, that's looked good. And then if you look at Atletico Madrid, their last game was, 0-1 to Mallorca, 1-0, I should say, away to Mallorca. So that was another, not both teams to score. Okay, they did against PSG, that's Champions League, but in the previous game in La Liga, also 2-0. Not both teams to score. Game before that in the Copa del Rey, not 2-0. Sorry, 2-0, not both teams to score. Game before that in La Liga, 1-0. Both teams didn't score. So you can imagine what our prediction is for this one. It's it's under 2.5 goals. But actually, there's a fewer goals being scored in those games. So 1-0s and 2-0s. So you've got kind of an option there of both. But we like the under 2.5 goals market for this particular game. And we've gone for that in this tip for this one. 1.8 are the odds that we've got for that. But yeah, we do see an Atletico Madrid win in this game, and the odds there are 1.36 if you're looking at that particular market. But our score prediction kind of goes in line with what I've been saying. We think it'll be an under 2.5 goals game, but also a not both teams to score. So we've gone for 2-0 for the correct score. Odds there, it's not that great, but if you go for a correct score of 5.5. Other odds, just so you know, you can get a draw of 4.75 and an Alaves win at 9. But yeah, just looking at our poll, which is on all of our web pages for games, 71% of people believe it'll be Atletico Madrid. Only 9% like Alaves, with the rest going for a draw. Next up, we've got Girona, who are in 10th position in the table, taking on Espanyol, who are 18th in La Liga. And this one's on Saturday, 23rd of November, 5:30 p.m. UK time anyway. And for this game, go to footballpredictions.net's page and you'll see your local kickoff time, betting odds and available viewing options. It's all in the description of this podcast if you've got a description available. And yeah, you can stream this one live on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it live and free of subscription. And yeah, this is going to be interesting. These two teams don't tend to draw, do they, a lot?
No, not a lot of draws there. We just take last six games across all competitions, no draws between them at all. And in fact, if we look at Girona, just three draws all season, and Espanyol, just one draw all season. That was an away draw at Atletico. If we start, we can start with the away team here. Espanyol, like in La Liga, an okay start to the season. They had two wins, one draw and two defeats. But ever since, they've actually fallen to six defeats from their last seven. They've only beaten Mallorca in that time. That was a home win. And in fact, all of the wins for Espanyol this season have come at home, away from home. Been a very sorry state. They've only picked up that one draw at Atletico. Otherwise, it's been five defeats. And if we look at their last four away games, they've conceded 12 goals. So three goals on average conceded away from home. But they do tend to get the odd goal in. Girona, they actually had, a pretty bad start to the season. And have picked up now three wins from the last five in the Liga. Their last home game ended in a 4-3 win against Leganés. We did say that Girona was going to beat Leganés, and we also said it was going to be both teams to score in that game. In the Copa del Rey prior to that, Girona beat Extremadura 4-0. We said that Girona was going to win that game as well. Apart from that, in terms of our predictions, the most recent Girona game, that was a win away to Getafe. But our main prediction for that game was an under 2.5 goal prediction, and it ended 1-0 to Girona. We also predicted Girona to lose at PSV. And like I just said, we also had the outcomes for Girona against Leganés and Extremadura, and we then had under 2.5 goals against Las Palmas and the outcome on Girona against Slovan Bratislava. So we've been fairly accurate on our Girona predictions. Now to Espanyol, because their last game in La Liga, that was also an away game, and it was an away game to city rivals Barcelona. And we predicted Barcelona to beat Espanyol in that game 3-1. Guess what? It ended 3-1 to Barcelona. 3-1. Yeah. Furthermore, away from home in the Copa del Rey, Espanyol beat Santiago 4-0. We said 3-0, so over 2.5 goals and an Espanyol win. At home to Sevilla, Espanyol lost 2-0. We said 1-0, but we were in on our predictions because we predicted Sevilla to win, and we had under 2.5 goals in that one. And then we had the outcome correct against Bilbao, where Espanyol lost 4-1. And yeah, in general, the last four outcomes of Espanyol's away matches, we've had all outcomes correct. So yeah, going into this game, I think we're fairly confident with our prediction for this one.
Yeah, and if you look at Espanyol, they have not won against Girona when they've played them away from home in the last two, but they have not won away from home at all in the last 11 matches in the league. That's shocking.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've elected for a Girona home win in this one. That's what we like. 1.67 odds is what you can get for that. We do think probably, I know there's been a lot of nil games in these, but it's been usually the team that we're talking about that scores. So we haven't gone for a both teams to score prediction, I should say, in this one. And the odds there, 1.95 as well. So that's sort of a secondary tip, if you like. But we think Girona will get the win. And the correct score for this one, 2-1 we've gone for the home side. And you get odds there, if you like, a correct score prediction of 8.5. Just to our poll, Girona, 64% of you think they'll win, and only 9% Espanyol, which makes sense. Yeah, you can get odds on Espanyol if you like them at 5.25. So they're way out, but yeah, that's probably because it's very likely they're not going to win. Now to our summary matches. Las Palmas, who are in 16th, take on Mallorca in 9th. That one's on Saturday, 23rd of November at 5:30 p.m. UK time. And one you can stream live on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it free and subscription free. For that game, we have gone for a draw, and we've gone for both teams to score. with a correct score of 1-1.
Yes, and later Saturday evening on that 23rd of November at 8 p.m. UK time, Barcelona in first place take on, or go to, sorry, they travel to Celta Vigo, who sits in 11th. And for this match, we're going with a narrow Barca win, but we're going with both teams to score as our main prediction, a Barcelona win of 2-1.
Yeah, and I think you can watch that on Bet365 as well. Osasuna next are in fifth, and they take on Villarreal in fourth. This one's on Sunday, 24th November, 1 p.m. UK time. And again, you can stream this one too on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 to watch it subscription free and for free. For this game, again, another close one. I mean, they're close on the table. We think the result will be too close to call. So we've gone for a draw, and we've gone for both teams to score in a 1-1 result.
Yes, and on Sunday, the 24th of November, at 3:15 in the afternoon, Sevilla in 13th take on Rayo Vallecano in 12th. This is another game you can watch live and free on Bet365 using that bonus code FP365. For this game, we're going with a home win, so a Sevilla win. Both teams to score, and a correct score for Sevilla of 2-1.
Next up is Leganés in 14th, who take on the mighty Real Madrid in 2nd at the moment. This one's on Sunday, 24th of November, and it's on at 5:30 p.m. in the UK. And you can stream this one on Bet365, you guessed it, using the bonus code FP365. Watch it subscription free and for free. And as you can imagine, we see Real Madrid winning this one. We think it's going to be an under 2.5 goals game. And we think it's going to be 2-0 to Real Madrid.
Yes. And finally, on Sunday, the 24th of November, 8 in the evening, UK time, Atletico Bilbao in 6th takes on Real Sociedad in 8th. Another game you can watch live and free on Bet365 using a bonus code FP365. For this game, we're going with an under 2.5 goal prediction and a home win for Bilbao of 1-0.
Again, if you plan to watch these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18+, gamble aware, and make use of that bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll see the links to the games we've just covered, or simply head to footballpredictions.net. That's where you can find the places online to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, team news, as well as the best offers and odds.
If you like this podcast, we produce these football podcasts for a number of competitions in addition to La Liga, and you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net, or where you usually get your favorite podcasts from, like Spotify, Apple, it's even on YouTube. So that's it. Thank you very much. And until the next time, it is
goodbye.